Philip Clark was a starting catcher for a Vanderbilt Commodores baseball team last year that defeated Michigan to win the NCAA title, the College World Series. Vandy had 59 wins and set a Southeastern Conference record for victories in a season. Clark was named to the all-tournament team. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. 13 players from that Commodores team were picked in the June Major League Baseball draft, including Clark, who was a ninth rounder for the Toronto Blue Jays. And Phil is back with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So, take us back, Phil, to last year's run of the NCAA championship at Vanderbilt. It was about as perfect a season as any team could have. Walk me through that title trip for you guys, will you?
Yeah, I had a chance to play professional baseball at a high school and decided I wanted to go to Vanderbilt for that exact reason. Every kid, you know, dreams of winning a national championship. And my freshman year, we started, I think, seven freshmen. So, and we were good. We were a good team. But coming back my sophomore year, I think all those freshmen are coming back for their second year. We have all these seniors. And I think everyone knew that it was going to be a special year. And I don't think that they were ever going to be denied. You know, the team chemistry that we had was unbelievable. The friendships on our team were unbelievable. And there was never really a doubt that we were going to do something special. But for me, you know, growing up in Nashville, watching Vanderbilt in the College World Series, all of that, it was just a dream come true, because it really is what I grew up wanting, was just to go to Omaha and win a national championship College World Series and share that moment with my family and my teammates. It was pretty surreal just being able to be there. It almost still hasn't set in, obviously.
Yeah, it is. So do you call up the YouTube videos of that amazing College World Series once in a while?
I really do, yeah. I watch highlights all the time, or just kind of scroll through my camera roll looking at pictures, just trying to relive the moment, because in the moment it's really hard to soak it all up, but after the fact, it's a lot easier to realize, wow, like, we did that.
Yeah. So you open up the tournament in Omaha right away with a victory. You're in the winner's bracket, which is huge. And you get to the best of three title tilt with Michigan, upstart Michigan, and you lose game one. So right away in that best of three, you're up against the proverbial wall. How are you guys feeling with game two there against the Wolverines? It was a must win to stay alive in the tournament.
Yeah, so that was the third time in the postseason where our team had to make a comeback. The SEC tournament, we were down 9-1. The Super Regional, which is a best of three series, we lost game one also, and then that game. And, you know, you wake up in the morning for game three, and we go down to the conference room to do our scouting meeting. And I remember walking in and just, or for game two, sorry. And I remember just walking in and just realizing, like, there is no different energy in here today. Like, we feel the exact same. We had a stud freshman on the mound, Kumar Rocker, who had thrown a no-hitter in the Super Regional. You know, I just, like I said, I don't think that our team was ever, or believed that we would ever be denied. I think that we knew we were too good for it to end there. And there was really no different energy in the locker room, in the conference room, everything. I think we all believed we were going to win that game. And I don't even know if we thought we had to come back. It was just, all right, we're 0-0 on the season. Like, this is our first game, got to win. And that was kind of the mindset we took into it.
Yeah, that was quite a bit different than game three. So you come back, you win game two, and force a winner-take-all game three against Michigan, and you dominate that one 8-2. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was so special. To have a lead like that, it makes it a little bit easier. You know, you only get to experience that moment once, but I experienced it up six runs, so I can't imagine, you know, being tied in the ninth or any situation like that. I probably have a heart attack behind the plate, but it really is special just because you kind of start visualizing the celebration. You know, we get one out, two outs, like, here we go, like, here's the third. And to have Mason Hickman start that game, who's one of my childhood best friends, I got to catch him, and then Jake Eater, who I went in as a freshman with, he was in my recruiting class, finished the game. You know, for me, it was just so special to see those guys succeed and the whole team succeed. But, yeah, the six-run cushion, it definitely changes the perspective of the championship game a lot, especially, you know, in a game like baseball where it's hard to come back from that deficit. And we kind of knew that. But I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, I bet you probably don't mind the lack of drama in that championship game. It was a little more low-key there for the final out. But you guys win it. You're at the bottom of the dog pile. And Vanderbilt gets the NCAA title at College World Series. All right, Phil, we're out of time for today's show. So can I get you back here? Because so much more to talk about, including your relationship with God and how you feel that God has prepared your life for this next step of professional baseball in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. So thank you for being here today. We'll reconnect, and have a good one out there, okay?
Absolutely. You too.